Hello and welcome again to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Matthew chapter 6 and we're reading verses 5 to 8.
And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him.
Our focus is on verse 8. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. So what's the point of asking? Well, here are three things to recognise as we pray. Firstly, making requests requires humility. Unlike those who pray to be seen and heard by men, we come before the Lord in private, aware of our reliance on him, even for our daily bread. It helps us develop our dependency on the Lord and a willingness to live in obedience to him. Then we need to have a right attitude and relationship with God. We don't need to persuade God with many words, like those babblers Jesus speaks about. Instead, we come to our Father in heaven, who we can know and trust to do what is best. Maintaining a right relationship with him will enable us to learn more of his will and purpose for our lives. Lastly, prayer helps us acknowledge his lordship and our servanthood. As we pray, we seek his will, not ours. We offer to him our hopes and dreams, our fears and failures, our abilities and experiences, so that he can use us for his glory, not ours. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. A prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you that you encourage us to engage with you through prayer. As we come to you, help us to submit to your will being done in our lives so as to bring glory to Jesus. In his name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust. Well, here are three things to encourage to recognise as we pray. Firstly, making requests requires humility. Unlike those who pray to be seen and heard by men, we come before the Lord in private, aware of our reliance on him, even for our daily bread.